Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Dalit, and we're holding roughly 6-7 lines from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah the Tumtum the Adroyim. As you'll recall, we learned in the Mishnah, Hakol Chayavim Bere'iyah Chut, and then we had a whole line of Chayde Shoyte Bekotten, and we got to Noshim, and also Tumtum the Androgynous. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanah, how do I know that Noshim are Potter? How do I know Tumtum are Potter? How do I know Androgynous? Says the Gemara Shteitin Pasik Zochor. It doesn't really say Zochor, but rather it says Sholish Pambashana. Yeroa Kol Zichurcha. And what the Gemara is saying is, had it just said Zichur without the Chav, Zichur, not Zichurcha, I would know from that Lohitzi es Hanoshim, that women are potter, because the word Zichur doesn't mean from a Loshon of Zochor to remember, it's from a Loshon of Zichorim and the Kevois of men. Males. And therefore, Zichur is the notion that women are parted from the din of Oilas Re'iyah and Oila Regel to the Beis HaMikdash. But it doesn't say Zichur, it says Zichur Cha. That's Vahoytzi Tumtum Androgynous, that they're also parted. But the Pasuk says Yeroah, Kol Zichur Cha. Kol, of course, is a Reboy that comes to be Marvel. The Rabbi says Haktanim. The Ktanim are Chayav. Now, before everybody jumps up and down, the Gemara is going to explain each one of the drashes. Oh my man, Zichur lohitzi es hanoshim. Come to tell you that noshim apata. Frey timar halom likra. What do I need a pasuk for? Mech the mitzvahs aseishas man gromahu. The whole din of oila regel is a mitzvah aseishas man gromah. You don't do oila regel every day of the week. You only can do it 3 times a year on the designated festivals, on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Is docha mitzvahs man grama? V'chol mitzvahs man grama noshim ar potur. So what do I need a special zuchur? Everything more. You're right. But itzrach, I still need the extra limit. Because solkatai t'chamina neilef re'iya mehakel. After all, yesterday and the day before, we learned that we learn a gzeirah shava, the din of coming to be oila regel and bringing the oila re'iyah, I learn a number of dinim from a gzeira shava re'iyah re'iyah. Here it says sholish pam bashana yeiroe kol zechorcha. It's a loshon of re'iyah. When it came to the din of hakel, it says in the pasuk hakel esom v'anoshim v'anoshim v'yatav, and then it says bevoi kol yisrael leiroes es penei Hashem lekecha. Oh, so it says a loshon of re'iyah. So I learn re'iyah re'iyah from hakel. And therefore, just like by Hakel, women are Chayev. How do I know they're Chayev? It says Befeinish. Hakel Esa'om Hu Anoshim V'Hanoshim V'Ataf. This is very clearly. So I would think I should go and learn from the din of Hakel that here too, that Noshim should be Chayev.
We do have the Hakel.
We have the Gzeir Shav.
Right,
and 100%. That's why we learned yesterday that a person who's only a halva chayrish, right, happens to be a chayrish and a medaber and a shemer, shemer and a medaber, that normally is chay b'kol hamitzvahs kulan, including simcha, but when it comes to ia, they are potter. Why they potter? Because by hakel it says l'man yishmu u'l'man yilbedu, or the gemara darshan l'man yilamedu. Anyway, so bottom line is just like we learn re'iyah re'iyah, hilchois, oilas re'iyah, and aliyah l'regel from hakel to pater certain individuals, that's chayish shemei ben medam medam shemei. Here too, maybe it comes to go and not pater, but for care to include noshim. That just like noshim are mechuyev in hilchois hakel, maybe the chuyev in hilchois be oyle regel. That was my havamina. Kamash malon. That's why I have a pasuk zechur lahoitzi es noshim today that noshim are pater. Omama. Now we learn zichur cha lohoitzi tumtum the androgynous. It's mishlam androgynous. It's ruchokad right to chamin ha'yubis leitzad zachris lichayev. After all, the difference between a tumtum and androgynous is well known. The androgynous has both simanim. He has both the simanim of zachris and the simanim of nakvus. Okay, you've already told me that because of the simon of nakvus, he is potter, because that's what I learned from zichur lohoitzi esanoshim. So on the tzad that he's considered to be a woman, but Elamai, you're telling me he has tzad zachris, al tzachar he should be chayiv. You're right. Al tzachar he should be chayiv because he has simanim of both a zachar and a kevin. He's essentially a hybrid. He has both. And therefore, because it's tzad zachris li chayiv, he should have to go up He's a zuchurcha like everybody else, a zocher like everybody else. Kamash mulan, that's why the zuchurcha comes to tell you only 100% zocher and not a 50% zocher or a 75% zocher. It's got to be a real bona fide 100% zocher. And therefore, zokta Torah kamash mulan beriyah b'fnei atzmahu, that he is not considered to be a zocher, but he is Potter from being oilerei.
Now, somebody who considers himself a man considers a woman, or a woman considers.
Well, let's talk about that in a moment. Just first, focusing what the Gemara says. The Gemara says he's a berei b'fnei atzmai. So, on the surface, it sounds like a berei b'fnei atzmai. He's neither a zocher nor an akeva,
yes,
but he's a berei, and therefore, and others. So, if you have one of those government forms, where you're supposed to fill it out. You have your seichel, nish seichel. Other, you're not sure what you have seichel or not, then you go and check that one out. See, here too, for gender, male, female, and then other, here we be an other. He's a berei b'fnei atzmai. However, it's not that simple. For instance, the toisus, the third toisus here in the Yomid, says it's still a suffix. And the tumtum seichel, the more is going to ask tumtum in a moment. The avagav dandregidus, nami seichel. What the Gemara is saying is, even after the Gemara's teretz berei b'fnei atzmai, we don't really mean to go and put him into a separate category on his own. But what we mean to say is, it's a safek, but the Torah is moitzi this safek based on the din of zchurcha. Because without this zchurcha, I would say he can be machmer. After all, he's a 50% male, and therefore he should be chayv just like any other zachar. Kamash was zchurcha. It's got to be 100%. So, although many of the rishonim disagree with Toisus and learn literally, he's a berei b'fnei atzmahu. However, nevertheless, Toisus disagrees, and Toisus says it still remains a suffix. But the zchurcha comes to the hoitzi. Now, getting back to your question, what you're talking about presumably is those people today that are like to go and change their gender from one to the other. To my understanding, what they're doing is they're just being over on Isurim in the Torah, particularly a person who changes himself from a male to a female and makes himself sterile. He's over on the din of being Masaris himself, Chas V'Shalom, he's castrating himself, which is an Isur in the Torah. You're not allowed to do that. And as well as he's not successful, he has not changed himself into a female, even though he thinks that he's a female. He can wear long hair and wear a shaita and all the rest. Up on the Maisa, he still remains a male, notwithstanding all
the things. I think we discussed him yesterday, shota, right?
That was not one of the examples that the Gemara gave, but the Gemara said ma'abed kol mashenoisnim lois, the person that goes and changes ma'abed mashenoisnim. That's it, right? Okay, but anyway, I hope you're not talking in terms of real life situations, but if you are, please consult with a competent Orthodox rabbi.
Orthodox.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, this is Al Slagabe, the case of the androgynous. Tumtum is not a situation like the androgynous that we know 50% is a zachar, and therefore I need a posik to go and be moitzi and say, no. He's part. A tumta, I have no idea what his situation is. He might very well be, the tumta might be a total nekeva. Do I need a posiklam ute sveika? Now, there's a curious Rashi over here. I say curious because the Turiyev and the Shagas Aryeh jumps on the Rashi. Rashi says over here, osakra lamute sveika, it's halfway down the Amid. Osakra, yeah. in the Rashis. Right. Why should I go be mechayiv this tumtum? And do I need a pasuk to mutei sveika? Says Eitzachos, the way Rashi is learning pshat is, wouldn't I know b'derech pashit without a pasuk that since he's a sophic, he's off the hook, and therefore what do I need a pasuk for that? He's a sophic. So ask the Shagas Aryeh, it's not a sophic, fine. What's it in my Sofik Deraisa? Sofik Deraisa L'chumra. So therefore, just like any Sofik Deraisa, I gotta be Machmir. I should have to be Machmir. I don't know if this guy's a Zohar Nekeva, I should be Machmir. And therefore the Meforshim generally disagree with Rashi. And usually when you have this Gemara Asakrola Mutei Sveika, which comes up a number of times in Shas, usually the Pshat that is given is that Mi'ikasveika Kamishmaya is an Isofik upstairs in heaven. We have tons of Sveikas. We have doubts. Is it this good? Is this bad? Is it Azoi? It's Azoi. Is it kosher? Not kosher. Akvi, Atazoi. All of these things are Sveikas for us. But Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what they happen to be. Kodesh Baruch Hu just hasn't sent us an email or a text to let us know. But Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. So you don't need a pasuk lemute sveika. That's how you generally learn pshat in these gemaras. And therefore, what do I need this churcha to be moitzi the tumtum? Amrabai, it's talking about kishabeya mi bachutz. It's not a classic case of a tumtum that you know nothing. You do know 50%. What do you mean you know 50%? So if you look at the Rashi, kishabeya mi bachutz, elashagid tomun. In other words, the testicles are visible. You can see the testicles like a man. However, there is no gid. You don't have the normal organ that a man has. The havad zocharu, by the fact that he has the bayim, you can really classify him as a zochar. Hilkach, and therefore, a zochar is zchurcha. He has to go up. However, because of the fact that this person's gid is missing, or it's covered up, or whatever, that's why you have to have a special pasuk to go and say that even this, what Rashi calls a vadei zohar, is also patur, because of the fact that he doesn't have a gid. It says right in the pasuk, kol zechurcha, yiroya kol zechurcha, espani Hashem lekecha. Says Yimor l'rabi sektan, right Yimor, ketanim archayiv otanan. In Amish it says, chutz mecherish shoyta v'katan. Katan means ketanim, obviously. So you see, katan is potter. And now you tell me in the braisa, v'ketanim archayiv. Omer abay loikashim. Kan v'katan shigia l'chinach, kan v'katan shalo higia l'chinach. It depends. If you're talking about babies, 2-3 years old, gunish, then they're potter. That's the chutz mecheshet tefakot. Talking about older children, that, as the Mishnah said, for these purposes, katan shegiya lechinuch means that he's able to, according to Beisil, walk with his father from Yerushalayim lahar habayis. Every single mitzvah we talk about katan shegiya lechinuch, there are different age categories. They're not always the same. Here, the Kanshigil Chinuch doesn't mean that he understands the profundity that is a Beis HaMikdash, and that they're Koyhanim that are doing the Sheirus, and that we're going to go and bring a Kabbonis. He doesn't have to understand all of that. For purposes of our Gemara, all he has to be able to do is walk from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis. According to Beis Shammai, he only has to be able to be stable enough to be piggybacked by his father. But anyway, the point is, when you have a kanshi gilachinuch, that's the one that calls the churcha is mechayiv. The one that we send the Mishnah, this potter, can be kanshi shaloi gilachinuch, that he's just a baby, and he's potter.
If we're learning from Hakel, why aren't, then with the tafar, er mechayiv, why aren't they also mechayiv here? Why we have a
guess what? Well, they are. Called the tough,
even the ones who are not legil chinuch, is what I'm saying. In the tough, you bring the little babies to hear to Hakel to hear the rituals, the proceedings, and
bear be with us one moment. Ezok timar kam bekon shloi yigil chinuch. Pray timar kon shigil chinuch. The rabbanu, you tell me, I'm learning from a pasuk. You don't learn. The whole din of chinuch means that they're potter. But the father, and according to Rashi and the Mishnah, the father and the mother have the mitzvah to be mechanach, to educate them. No, that's all drabanant. Min ha-toira, they're potter, and totally, until they become bar mitzvah. They're potter from the whole din of oilas ra'iyah, and yiroah, and to go up oil rega. So you want to be 100% right. Across machtabi alma, the answer to the discussion that we're talking about over here, the kol zchorcha, it's really not to go and tell us ketanim. It's really, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, for other purposes. What about ketanim? The ketanim is, there's nothing in the Torah that discusses ketanim one way or the other. It's all based on, like our Gemara said, an asmachta, that the Chacham decided that a child that is able to go and do the walking, he shouldn't have his finger do the walking, but his legs do the walking. He should come up with his father, and the father should train him. The grace of mitzvah of oil the regel, and if he's younger than that, he is potter. Now, this asks our good friend Barry, why don't you see over here too? Let's learn it tough from the case of Hakel. And perhaps the answer is because over here, the Gemara uses a number of times the drasha of regolim. Sholish regolim tochag li bashana. And regolim means that you have to be able to go and walk with your raglayim. That's why yesterday, for instance, we went and we excluded chiger beragli achas potter, shenema regolim. and then afterwards the Gemara says, I told you I need it for Prat Lebalikavin. The Gemara says, we learn that from Pi Omen. Now, how do I know that there is this insistence on Regalim? Because let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah itself, when you go back to halfway on Daf Beis Omer Aleph, you go halfway down to Beis Hill Omer, So we see that over here there's the regalim, and the Gemara learns from regalim raglayim. So you have to have feet that allow you to go and walk from Yerushalayim to Har Bayis. If it's a little baby, even though for purposes of hakel taf is enough, but here the Torah tells us regalim, he doesn't have the regalim, the regal to be able to walk. No problem. Anyway, getting more about the Karela Mayasa. So now that we are learning that Kol Zechurcha is not a real drasha diaraisa, but rather it's an asmachta drabanan, so what does the Kol Zechurcha come to include? Likir Achirim, the famous halacha of Achirim. What's on the Achirim? The Sanya, Achirim Oimrim, Hamekamet, Vametzaref, Nechoishis, Vahabursi, Peturim Min Horeiyo, Mishim Shinemar, Kol Zechurcha, Mishiyach Alav Zemchurcha, Yotza Elishin Zeruim Alis in Kol Zechurcha. What is this all about? These three people, because of their professions, unfortunately constantly walk around in life with a terrible stench. Who are these three? The Mekametz, says Rashi, is someone who is in the business, unfortunately, of collecting together Tsoy as Klovim. We know what Tsoy as Klovim is very well here on the west side, because unfortunately often we have to go and do this Mekametz, we have to remove it from the bottom of our heels, of our feet, and it's not very nice. This person does this 24 hours a day, or at least whenever he's working in the factory. What does he do it for? Rashi says he uses it as a part of the tannery to go and tan the oirois, take the leather, the hides of the animals, and process them into beautiful leather bags and leather shoes, the same leather shoes afterwards to be in the Tzoyis Klovim once again. So you have the Tzoyis Klovim in manufacturing the shoes, and you have them afterwards after you have a finished product. They were all very exciting. If you look in the Rashi in the middle of the Omud, says Rashi, Hamekametz, Mefarish, and Mesechtes Ksuvos, Hamekametz, Miyodli Tzoyis Klovim. He collects together the Tzoya with his hands. It's a special type of oirois where you use the tzoyas klovim, and that's called the famous kordovan oirois. It's really good.
Kordovan, that's kordovan. A red, it has a tint, yeah. It's a reddish tint, is kordovan.
So maybe if they you use
that's actually what they copy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
beware.
So this is the Mekametz. Now, what is the Mitzaref Nechoishin? Mitzaref Nechoishin means someone who works in a copper refinery. And Rashi says specifically refinery that is there at the copper quarry, where they take the copper out of the ground, and there they work on and they refine the Nechoishin, the copper, I guess, into a finished product to be able to use it for construction and all that type of stuff. And there, too, is a terrible stench. And finally, the Borsi, or the Borsiki, is a person who is also works in a tannery, and he apparently doesn't deal with the Tzoyis Klovim, but he deals with another part of the process of processing the oirois. And once again, these guys smell, you could smell them from across the street, it's gefährlich. So says the Gemara, say the Achenim, they're part of min ha-re'iyah. Why? Shem Shemet says in the Posse, Kol Zechurcha. Only a person was able to go up with Kol Zechurcha. If I have a ticket on the same caravan with Mekametz, Mitzarev, Nechoishis, and I see that person is sitting there, I'm going to cancel my ticket, I'm going to try to collect on my travel insurance and go in the next caravan. I can't possibly go with these guys. It's gefährlich. It's a terrible stench. And therefore, that's where the Kol Zechurcha comes to tell you.
Which are homeless who are not any of these three categories, who are just as bad.
They're not going up there to Yerushalayim on the regal.
That's old cockles. That's almost something.
They're old kita.
You have to have a fork. I thought you were patu from going if you own karka.
No, it's the opposite. If you don't have your patu.
Yeah.
You do one day instead of.
The copper, I think it comes from, they reduce copper sulfide. So it's more of a sulfur smell that is released.
You're talking about the Mitzaref Nechoishis?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Because copper doesn't always, but when you take the most of it in the form of copper sulfide, so I think when you refine it, you release the sulfur.
It sulfur smells like
terrible, terrible.
It is a terrible smell. Terrible. Okay, anyway. All of that is beautiful. The Rambam in Halacha LeMaaseh paskins that Mekamet, Mitzav Nechoshis, and Bursi are Chayyavim Bere'iyah. Why? Says the Kesa Mishnah. The Rambam holds. Yeah. The Achirim say
they have. Milsa.
That's not the reason. The Rambam says that the Achirim are referring to a situation only when they are still in their professional realm and in their getup. What they need to do is, they need to go and take thorough showers, they need to go and buy new clothing, or take their old clothing and wash it very vigorously, and make them smell nice and fresh. When they happen to be, unfortunately, coming out of their daily occupation, their daily
off
job,
their shift.
They're off their shift, and they smell gefährlich. What they have to do is they have to wash themselves, etc. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, looking back at our Mishnah doesn't say anything about the Mekamet, Mitzav, Nechoshes being potter. So our Mishnah apparently holds that they're Chayiv. So then I have a Machloikis between the Tanakama, you know, it's our Mishnah, and the Zacherim. And therefore, the Rambam Paschal is like our Mishnah, not like the Acherim. Aye, what do we do with the Drasha Kol Zechorcha? Punk Fakert. L'choyre, the Acherim's Drasha Kol Zechorcha is a very shvera Drasha. Because a moment ago we learned Kol Zechorcha L'rabois Esaktadim. And then we said, no, it's only an Esmachta. Here we're learning the Kol Zechorcha as a miyot, not as a riboy. We're saying, Mishiyach Alalis Yot Elish Enro Yema. When we say Kol Zechorcha, even these guys with a terrible stench, even them, even they have to go. Say Nechanami, according to the Rambam, that's what we're going to learn the Kol Zechorcha. That they have to go and wash, and they have to take a second shower and a third shower, and use shampoo three times, and go and buy a new set of clothing, or at least to take the old ones and have them washed three times. But the point is, Kol Zechorcha is L'rabba, is even the Mekamis Mitzav, the Choshes, and the Borsi. So the Machloik is exactly what the Makor of the Rambam is, but the Rambam holds L'Rachot that they are Machloik.
One is where they did the Mitzakein, and one where they didn't.
Oh,
they came here every yantar, whatever.
Exactly. So it depends. If they were not Mitzakein, they're potter, but they have a chiyuv to be Mitzakein, so they should be mechuyev. What's the reason why Taka, our Mishnah, doesn't enumerate them? So if you learn that it's machloikis, and our Mishnah holds that these three categories of occupations and professionals are mechuyev, that's why it doesn't say kol chiyam mer'iyah chutz v'cheshet v'chan and all the rest. Abba, what do you do if you hold like the Acherim? Why tak isn't it brought in the Mishnah? If you hold it, there's no machlekes.
And Yachlalos.
So if you look at the Toises here on Dav Beis Hamet Aleph, the Toises, by the way, also discusses what Mendi and Bill were talking about before about Mishein Mekarka. If you look at the second full Toises, it's towards the bottom. Chutz v'chei shoyt v'katan. Everybody have that? Ein lemeidim in akololis. I feel b'makom shenemar b'chutz. You can never go and say that this is a definitive rule, a definitive category, even though it says chutz, can we mean Bereshkom Arvin? Dortonu v'shai, the Mishnah leaves out Mekamet, Metiborsi, and the Mitzarf Nechoshes, Mishen Lekarka, Umiu imishim hani lav shiuro. You can't say that that's a shear that the Mishnah left some out. The psul de gufa kachoshev, lafuki hani de psul and machmes over acherhu, mishum nosoi. All of those enumerated in the Mishnah is because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, or later on there was a trauma situation, and then a person became blind, a person became sick, all the rest. But all of these have to deal with the person physically, the physical individual, that the person chayshay to the cotton, or tum to androgynous, etc. Mashayinkin, that we're talking about the Mekamet and the Bursi, physically he's fine. He could have gone into the perfumery business instead of going into the tannery business. So it's all Mishum Nasai. That's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, we continue on in the Mishnah.
The current Tosfos argues with the Rambam.
Tosfos is just asking a simple question. Since it says in our Mishnah Chutz,
right,
it sounds like this is an authoritative,
right,
definitive list. Why aren't these three included?
Borsi would be Chayav. I mean, it would be Pater.
Not like the Rambam. You don't have to make a machlokes between the Mishnah and between the Acherim. It could be they both hold the same, that they're Taka Pater. The reason why they're not enumerating the Mishnah is because of the fact that it's a professional thing and not a physical thing. That's what Tosis says. Raman the Paskin that they are mechuyev. Why does he hold that they're mechuyev? So some say the reason because he holds that in fact not like Tosis, like you're saying that in fact there is a machloekis that the Tanakh, the Mishnah holds that Tetake chayev and the Achirim holds the Potter and the Raman says I pass it like the Mishnah not like the Achirim. But others say no, that the Raman holds that there is no machloekis between the Mishnah and the Achirim. It really depends at what stage they are in. If they just came off their shift where they stink, they should stay home. If, however, if they have the time to go and correct themselves and beautify themselves, then they should, and they have a chiv to do so. So they shouldn't come off their last shift. They should take a break, a vacation for a day or two. Let the air freshen them out. Let them take good, solid showers, etc., etc., until they become pure and purified to be able to be oiler regular with everybody else. Noshim v'adim shirim shukhram are also potter. Vishloimen noshim kinamar. We already discussed that already at length earlier on today. Either because it says in the pasuk, either because it says because it's a mitzvah saseisha as man groma that they're potter. Yeah, but that's a problem because I would learn re'ir mehakel to tell you that they're chayiv. It says over there noshim. Ah, kamash v'lan. That's why I have the pasuk zechor lahaitzias anoshim. So I know that noshim are potter. El avodim inon. How do we know that avodim are potter? Omrevun amakrat says in the pasuk. Sholish bam mashana yireh kol zechor chael penei ha'adoin Hashem. We come together to go and see and be seen by the Odin, by the great master of the world. That's Rabbi Yishlein. So Timur Vishen, Lo Yehel Odin Echad Yosezesh Yishlein Odin Acher. That's talking about a free man. It's not talking about an Eved, because an Eved has, unfortunately, two Adonim. That spiritual great Odin, Rabbi Yishlein, and his physical Odin down below, his master for whom he acts as the slave. Okay, sounds like a good drasha. I'm afraid to mohalam likra. What do I need a pasuk for? Mechdi, we know that kol atoyre kula, there's a special din that kol mitzvah she isha chayev is ba, eved chayev ba. Kol mitzvah she ain isha chayev is ba, ain eved chayev ba. The gama lo lo me isha. We have exeira shava. Lo lo me isha. What is that exeira shava? The gabi aget, it says, the cost of lo sefer krisis for nothing beyond them, and the gavin the eved it says oy chufsha loynitan law, say learn one law from the other law. They just like women are mechuyev in certain mitzvahs and potter from others. Which ones are they potter from? All mitzvahs as man girama, as well as other mitzvahs that they're potter from, and the mechuyev in other mitzvahs. So the eved has the exact same standard. We're not talking about, of course, an eved ivri. Eved ivri is a regular Jew. We're talking about an eved kanani that even though he's originally a Kanani, and now he is an Eved, he gets 50% of the mitzvahs, and if and when a Miyat Hashem will become free, then he'll get all the mitzvahs, because there'll be an Eved Meshuchra, which has the same din as a Ger, same din as a regular Jew. Anyway, the bottom line is, we learn Hilchos Avodim from Hilchos Noshim. Since we've already concluded that Noshim are Patur from Oileregel, so the reason why Avodim HaPater is Lola Me'isha, what do I need a special drasha? El Panei HaOdoin HaShem. Amr Avin Alei Nitzrecha El Misha Chetzi Eved V'Chetzi Ben Choyrino. What happens if you have an Eved that is not a full-fledged 100% Eved? He's only a half an Eved. Why? Because originally he had two owners, and one of the two owners decided to go and free him. But the other owner said, I'm not going to free him. So therefore this is a very interesting hybrid situation where one person can be both half free and half an Eved. Oh, about that, says our Mishnah, he's potter. Does that really, is that the real pshat in the Mishnah where it says Avodim, we meet as a chutzi Eved, chutzi ben chayr, and so on? Yes, deikonamik dektoni, that's the real pshat. This is not a remote, far-fetched pshat. This is the real Amita Shul Torah. How do I know? Because it's Noshim Avodim Shinim Shechoran. Freitim Armai Shinim Shechoran. What means Enim Shechoran? Enim Shechoran means they have not been freed. Elim Shinim Shechoran Klal, they have not been freed at all. Listen to Avodim Stama. Throughout Chas, when we talk about Avodim, we don't usually add Avodim Shinim Shechoran. It's like almost adding salt to the wound, insult to injury. We said, you're an Eved, and you're not a free man. He already said, I'm an Eved. Eved, by definition, means you're not a free man. Why does it have to add Shein HaMishachron? El Ufi Shein HaMishachron El Alav Shein HaMishachron LeGamri. They are Ashtik HaMishachron, but not 100%. Umay Dinu Mishachatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choyren, that he is, you're an Eved, you're Ashtik HaMishachron, you're Ashtik HaMishachron. Shema Mino, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Ah, kum dechoyis, that the Mishnah tells us that a chutzi Eved, a chutzi Ben Choyrin is potter from being Oyle Regel. But is that the final word on this? You remember back on Daf Beis, the Gemara said, no, there's a Mishnah Achrayna. Where is that Mishnah Achrayna? Remember back on Daf Beis, Omer Aleph, the Gemara asked, Hakol Chayom Re'iya, Hakol Asu Yeimai? The Gemara said about 7 lines from the bottom. V'boi Yisein Lo'elam Kiram Me'ikara, that the Hakol comes to include Chutzi Eved, Chutzi Ben Choyin. I, the Kash L'chod Ravina, that Ravina that just said that Chutz, that they are potter, the kasha, Mishnah Rishoyna, Kama Mishnah Achroina. What was the Mishnah Rishoyna, Mishnah Achroina? Mishnah Rishoyna was talking like we just finished saying, that Chutz, an Eved, who's a Chutzi, Eved, Chutzi ben Choyin, potter. Why is he potter? Because of this drasha, El Paneo Odin Hashem, Chutz Mizeh, that has a second Odin, he's a Chutzi, Eved, Chutzi ben Choyin. Oh, very nice drasha. However, what happened? Afterwards, Beisham and Beisil got together, and Beisham said to Beisil, Beisil, what are we going to do for this guy? And Tachnishta Hin and Mishtaher. Oder Azoy, Oder Azoy, Oder Aleph, Oder Beis. Is he a Ben Choyin? Is he an Eved? Beisil said, I have no problem. He'll work for his Oden on Sundays, he'll work for himself on Monday. He'll work for the Oden on Tuesdays, he'll work for himself on Wednesdays. We'll just split it up 6 days, work days of the week, 3 days for the Oden, 3 days for himself. He says, Beishamai, but he can't get married. He can't marry a Shivcha. He can't marry a Bas Choyrin. And we sober all the Shevis Yitzhar. There's a mitzvah perivirivia. Besides the mitzvah, it's just natural that a man wants to go and be married. And that being the case, yet you're doing him a terrible, terrible injustice. So Beisil, Chazal Beisil, Loimek and Beishamai, he said, you know, Beishamai, 100% right. We're going to go and force the remaining Odin to go and free him after he gets paid by the Eved for his 50% value. So, bottom line is, Rashi said back on Beis Amud Aleph, Kol Ha'oimed Lishachrer Kimishuchrer Dami, and therefore Hakol Chayim Re'iyah, that bottom line, Mishnah Achroina, Mishachetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyin, Istaka Chayim. For all those that don't remember anything that we're talking about, Rashi reminded us over here, or reminds us over here, here on Dalet Amud Aleph, 6 lines from the bottom, Le'nitzcha, Miel, Le'mishtachroina, Hoyul Ubiyadeinu, Lokofis Rabbi, Chayav, Eloi Elo Odinech, even though at the moment he has a different Odin. However, since we have the Yodoi, it's as if he's free already, and therefore, bottom line, he's Chayav.
Can we short circuit this? Because we said the only reason why we wanted to include women is from Hakel. So that was a special din by Hakel. So right. Otherwise, the din of an Eved is that he's going to say.
He's just like an Isha.
Right, like an Isha.
Right.
We don't bring him in. We don't, because he doesn't come from Hakel, so therefore there's no Havamina to bring him in.
And why should an Eved be Chayiv? That we need
to what for Havamina should be Chayiv? Because the only reason he's equivalent to Sashish Mangrama, he's Pakr.
That's a Hekish to a Hekish.
Hekish and Hekish, Mekzeri Shavu to Gershavu, is only upon the Kodshim. Mm-hmm. Here we're talking about a mitzvah of being Oyle Regel. Yeah, we're not talking about the
Oyle Regel. You
have to bring Kodshim, I understand. But it's not the Kodshim itself, it's the mitzvah of being Oyle Regel. But getting back to your point over here, the reason why I would think that Avodim are Chayiv is because of the fact that the more asks, what do I need a special drush opening Adon Hashem? The reason why he's potter, because Lo Lameisha, just like women are potter, he's also potter. So what do we need a special drush for? Every more of a Chutzi Eved Chutzi Ben Choyin. Chutzi Eved Chutzi Ben Choyin, I would think that he should be Chayiv out the Tzad Chedish Shabba, and that Tzad Chedish is not hookish Le Noshim, it's only the Tzad of the Shabboi, right? The Tzad Chedish is like a regular Zohar. Right. Regular Zohar should be Chayiv. Kamashalom, that's after the Pasi, will be in Ol Hashem to go and say these also potter. Right, Achigav Asum of Achoyim Azok, and they're all potter. Tana Rabbanim, Regolim, Prat Lebali Kavan. We had this drush already yesterday, that Prat Lebali Kavan means Chas V'Shalom, a person who's an amputee, that is missing never part of his leg. He is potter from going up, because it says Regolim. You'll note that yesterday in the Gemara, we said we don't learn that from Regolim, we learn it from Pa'omim. That was the Gemara's conclusion. If you go back to the Gemara yesterday, the Omer Aleph, if you go back to Omer Lev Tanchum, a little bit past half, you see the Toysis Chedish Boaz Leachas. Chedish Boaz Leachas, parallel to that, it says, Omer Lev Tanchum, Chiger Barag Leachas, a person who is lame on only one leg, Potter Menor, Iyash, Nema Regolim. I need Ragon to tell you an amputee. I learned from Pa'amim. The Sanya says Sholish Pa'am Bashana. Pa'amim in, ain't Pa'amim Ella. Regalim, etc. So we learn a taka from Pa'amim and not from Regalim. But our Mishnah, our Gemara says that we learn it from Regalim. Right, so what's
it? But Pa'amim was from Navi, and Regalim is from.
No, both of them. The Shalish Pa'am Bashana is a pasuk in the Chumash, and Shalish Regalim, Tochigli Bashana is also in the Chumash.
Pa'amim is from Navi, though.
Shalish Pa'amim Bashana Yeroz.
But the.
There's another pasuk in Mar brings Mayofa Pamayach Ben Olam. That's taken from Navi.
I see.
But Shalish Pa'am Bashana
Yeroz. Chumash also to Raisa.
Yeah, right. So now the question is, so do I learn it from Pa'amim? Do I learn it from Regalim? The Gemara said yesterday, I learned it from Pa'amim, not from Regalim. So there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to deal with this. If you look right after the Gemara, continue on. Dover Acher Regalim Prat Lechigir Lechoyim Lesum Lezokim. Here Bayon Daf Dalit last two lines. Dover Acher Regalim. Look at the last Rashi. Dover Acher Prat Lekabali Kaven Mi Pa'amim Nafka. Oh, the Dover Acher disagrees with the Tanakhama. The Tanakam, this is Regolim Prat Lebali Kavin, Dovrach Chanochapshat, Regolim Prat Lechigir. So how am I going to know the Bali Kavin? I know the Dovrach from Pa'amim. That's what Prat Lebali Kavin, Pa'amim, Afgir Kamrin Leil, like we said yesterday. Hilgach Regolim, now Regolim is now Iberic. Iberic means that it's extra, it's surplus. Lemute, Mishasrach, Mishanah, Mishanah, Sacheris, all those listening ones. So that's how Rashi learns that it's a Takimachloikis. Tanakama holds Regalim Prat Lekavin means we learn it from Regalim. Davarach learns it from Pa'amim. And yesterday, Pa'amim is going according to Davarach. However, Tosfos respectfully disagrees. If you look back to Tosfos on Gimel, Amid, Aleph, four Tosfos in before the bottom, see the Pa'amim Nafka. So Tosfos v'chi Amrinu lekamon that we're going to learn tomorrow, which we just learned today. Regalim Prat Lekavin, Asmachta bi'almahu, to Pa'amim Nafka, we talk learning from Pa'amim. So in other words, even the Tanakama, although he uses the term Regalim, he really means Pa'amim, because that's the Ikadrasha is from Pa'amim, like Gemara said yesterday. And that continues today. He used the Regalim, but he didn't really mean it. Probably the reason why he uses the term Regalim, because that everybody would immediately accept. Oh, Regalim is Raglayim. If you don't have Raglayim, yeah, I understand. Pa'amim, what means Pa'amim? Doesn't Pa'amim mean three times? Mayofu Pa'amayich Ban Olim Basna did. Pa'amim really means shoe, means the feet, and you put them to shoes, they got some ice. So it's just to shortcut the whole discussion. He says Regalim, but he really means Pa'amim. So Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos had to deal with the apparent stira of yesterday and today.
So you could be an amputee with your arm?
You can be an amputee with an arm, but we're talking specifically right. Amputee of the legs.
Right.
I don't know if there's a separate term for amputee. That's maybe why the Gemara uses the term balikam. Balikam means a person that uses a prosthetic device.
A crutch.
A false leg.
You're going to put the stump of the leg on top of...
Captain Hook.
No, not Captain Hook.
Not Captain Hook. The hook goes to the hand.
Didn't he have a leg?
A peg leg?
No. I don't know who Captain Hook was.
It's Machlok is Disney.
The hook in the hand or in the leg? Yeah.
No, the leg.
Anyway, so we're talking about a leg amputee.
A prosthetic device.
And a prosthetic device. That's a fancy schmancy term.
Now, nowadays, the guy with the prosthetics, they can go run faster, so they should go.
Halacha is he's potter. If he wants to go, it's entitled. Like any mitzvah that you're potter from, if you do it, you get a mitzvah.
He has own 2 months. Yeah. One glove.
Anyway, Dover Acher, Regalim Prat Lechigir, Ula Choyle, Ula Suma, Ula Zokin, Fini, Ochel, Lalis, Paragma. All of these people have a problem going with their Raglayim. A Chigir is a person who's lame, Choyle is the Machzik, Ula Suma is blind, Zokin, an elderly individual. What's the common denominator for all of these people, says Rashi? They all need a Meshenes Acheres. That means they need something else to lean on. Whether we're talking about a cane, or whether we're talking about a wheelchair, we're talking about an aid. They cannot go with their 2 feet unaided, with their 2 legs unaided. They needed an aid, a mishamit, a support. That's why they bought her. You have to be able to go on your own raglayim. Frank Dimar, I understand every one of the cases, the chigin, the choyla. Yeah, what is the definition? Misha'ena yochel lalis baragla. What is the definition of that? Lasuyamai. Amarava lasuyam mesanki. That comes to tell you a person who is finicky. My father's a chalabrucha, he would always say mafanki, and finicky seem to be etymologically related, even though this is an English word and this is a presumably an Aramaic word, but mefanki and finicky. Which respect is he finicky?
Locally, he would spoiled.
Spoiled. No, very good. Dechsev, what means a mufunak in this respect? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're coming up to my Beis Migdash, to my Harabayis. One of the rules is that you have to walk barefoot without shoes. And this person is a mefunak. As you say, he's spoiled. And he says, I can't walk without shoes. Maybe I'm going to step on this, that, or the other thing. I'm afraid I can't. Fine. Blab in the haim. If you're nervous about these things, then stay home. That's a top Rashi. You're not going to wear your shoes. And therefore, the Misheni Yochel Alois Baragla means, I can't walk with my feet without a shoe. You're potter. Look at Moritana. Oral and Atami Ptum in her ear. And Oral and Atami are also potter. The oral that we're referring to is not a bad guy, but like typically Rashi says throughout Chas, by an oral, Yisrael Shemesu Echov or Achiv Mach Masmila. That unfortunately it's in the family that his brothers, I think it has to be at least two brothers, Nebuch passed away, Mach Masmila. Apparently they have this
hemophiliac
situation where Chas Hashem, a person hemophiliac, when he gets one of these wounds, if it's not immediately cured, if Mendy doesn't immediately come and apply a tourniquet, Chas Hashem, the person can pass away very quickly. So the doctor said, don't allow for a bris on any of your children, because Cholila v'chas, they may all die in Vila. So therefore, that's why he didn't have a bris. V'atame, a person who's tame. Both of those are potem in her ear. Mishlim, a tame, dichsev, uvasa shama, v'avesim shama. What is this pasuk to come to tell you? Kol sheyesh nebebia, bia means that you're able to walk into the ground, onto the grounds of the Harabayis and into the Beis Hamikdash. Yesh mavah, he has a mitzvah v'aseh shama of bringing karbonis, including the oilas re'iyah. V'chol she'ein mavah, if he cannot walk on the Temple Mount because he happens to be tamei, ein mavah, he cannot bring, he cannot send his karbonis. And since one of the main essences of oilas re'iyah is bring the carbon, you're off the hook. El Aram, you know, how do I know that Aram is possible, is potter? Hamani Rabbi Kivi, the Marbila Aram Kitamei. Where do we find that Aram has been saying to the stomach, to sign, he has said the Pasuk, Rabbi Kivi Oimer. Ish, le Rabbi says Aram. We state ish. State to Rashi, we don't have Rashi over here. Ish, mizera, haroin, vutsrua, izav, bakodishim, le yoichal, arashe, yitar. So, just like it says over there, vutsrua, izav. Tzorah Izov means that he is a Mitzoyra or a Zav, and therefore he's not able to eat from Kodshim or enter onto the Beis Migdash grounds. So Ish comes to say the same thing applies to an Orel, and that's why they're both Potter. Why aren't these mentioned in the Mishnah? Again, the Toisus and Daf Beis that we stopped abruptly in the middle asks that question, why doesn't mention Tomei V'Orel? He really answered about the Mekametz and the Bursiki, and the reason is because those are not physical. Those are professional. Exactly. So Toysis says, the Tomei Pshitale, we don't even need to enumerate it. That same Toysis, the last of the narrow lines on the base of Aleph in the Toysis. The Tomei Pshitale, Fishen of Abir, Bavar, I don't even need to go and tell it. It's Chadam Bosh, it's the Tomei. He can't come in. For Oral Mabir Migmaraki Tomei, that's the ish, but leave it to Rekiva. And if I don't need to put him to Mishnah, it's a Rekiva. All the others in the Gemara, I need special miutim, as we went through every one of them. How do I know that the Chedish is Potter? I don't know the Noshim are Potter, the Avodim. We went through each one in some detail. That's a Chedish. But this is a Tama Pasha, everybody knows. Yitama, you can't come into the base of English. If you happen to be an RL, according to Rekiva, it's a Tama Pasha. Ish, a lady. Tarabat. If Bryce repeats what we just said now, Tom may put him in her ear, it's in the pot of Masashwa Basin Shama. Koshi Yeshnai Bibia, if you're able to enter into the base. Amigdash Yeshna Babova, Koshin Babia, and Baba. Rabbi Yechon Advoy Oimen. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Summa Biachas Meinav, what happens if Summa that Nebuch is only partially blind? He's also put on Yesh. And then a year, Yerok, and there's a Baliris, Kachbali Royce. Babaliris, Bishte Einav, Afli Royce, Bishte Einav. Person appears in the base of Amigdash. Now, the Pasuk doesn't say Sholish Pamashona, Yireh Kol Zechoch. It says Yeroeh Kol Zechoch. Yeroeh means to be seen. To be seen by whom? By all my Chaverim. Ah, your uncle, so great to see you. Bell, so great. You know, whenever you go to the Kotel, whenever you're visiting Eretz Yisrael, you go Friday night, you typically find some fellow Americans. Ah! I didn't know you were here. Oh, it's so nice to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time. Here, we meet. That's not the Pshat over here. Yeroeh Kol Zechoch. Yeroa calls a chorcha, but rather, like we learned back on Daf Beis, the Yeroa is referring to the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to see all of his Eden coming together three times a year, behava ach v'shalom v'reyes, for one purpose, to unite together, to be close to each other, to be close to the Rabbi Yishloilam. I want to see you, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want to see the Shechinah to the extent that we can be nenem in the Shechinah. That being the case, just like when the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees us, Kavi Yochel, he sees us with both eyes, whatever that means. It's the same thing as we have to be able to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu with both eyes. And therefore, Sumbachos Me'ein of his potter, this Shikul Gimur, as you recall, we had back on the days of Amen Aleph. Okay. We're up to Rav Huna. Now from here to the bottom of the Amid, into tomorrow's Amid Aleph, we're going to get into Agadata. And the Agadata is sad Agadata. Why is it sad? Because each one of the Amiroim that we're going to quote would come to a particular pasuk and he would begin to cry. And the reason why we're bringing this is because at the very top of the Amud, we quoted the pasuk Kisavoyu Lirois Panai. When you're going to come to be Oyel Regel, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mi Bikesh Zois Miyadchem Remois Chatzeroi. Until now, we darshan that Lahalocha to tell you that a Mefunak, someone who's spoiled, someone who's finicky, he's off the hook. He doesn't have to be Oyel Regel, since he can't come without shoes. Stay home. However, the Parshat Pshat in the Pasuk, like Rav Huna is going to explain to us, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, unfortunately, Yidin, you are sinners. And because you're sinners, I don't need to see you. I don't want to see you. Rather, stay home. Ki Savoy Lirai Spana, you're ready to go and take and reserve two El Al tickets to fly to Eretz Yisrael. Mig Mishuz Ermiyachem. Stay home. I don't need you to come on my chotzer. I don't need you in the Beis Mikdash. It's fine without you. So therefore, that's a reason for crying. Says Yimar Rav Huna, Kimat Lahaikra, when he came to this pasuk, Yira Yira, Sholish Pom Mashana Yira, called Tzachorcha, then Bachi would start crying. Omar, Eved Shirabai Metzapaloy Leroysay, Yisrachek Mimenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah says, I want to see you guys three times a year. Come up, Oyel Regel, Yira Yira. Then after Kodesh Baruch Hu in later years says, I'm not interested. Techsiv, Kisavoy, there is Panay. You want to be Mekayim this mitzvah? Me because I'm being Abchem Reis Chatzera. I don't want you. You're ejected and rejected. Aros. I don't need all of you guys. So that's a terrible thing. That's why Rav Huna would cry. Similarly, Rav Huna Kimati Lehaikra Bochi, when Rav Huna came to the next pasuk that we're going to quote now, this is referring to, again, people being Oyel Regel. In addition to bring the Oyel Sri'iyah, they have to go and bring their Shalmei Chagiga. And what are you going to do with those Shlomim? You're going to eat it there in Yerushalayim. Yekodesh Baruch Hu is calling over his Eved, meaning Yidin, and saying, as we know, the right of us to eat from the Kabbonis is Mishulchan Gavoya Kol Zachu. It's that Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us portions from the royal divine table from the Mizbeach. Normally, all the Kabbonis should be in the Mizbeach, just like the Karman Oyla Kula Kol. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, no, Shlomim, I allow you to share with me, so to speak, with the Kaviyach, with the Rabbi Nishalayim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is inviting, everybody's invited, come and eat Shlomim, come, the whole Yerushalayim. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm not interested. What do I need your kabbanis for? Stay home. I don't want your kabbanis. So these two psukim are certainly reasons to cry. For those of you that are not familiar, if you look both at the top, you'll see in Torah Or, it's Yeshaya Aleph, and this pasuk that we read now is again Yeshaya Aleph. They're both psukim at the beginning of Yeshaya, and we lay them on Shabbos Chazoin as part of the Haftorah. Chazoin Yeshayon Anamoy. So these psukim we lay with the Eichanigim. Kisavoyu Leroyz Panoi. Mi Bikesh Zois Miyadachem Ramoyz Chatzeroi. The same thing is on this Lamli Rivzir Chachechem Yom Hashem. These are two psukim that we learn on Haftorah and Parshas Chazayin. Right, Rebbe Luzer ki motil haikra bachi. Rebbe Luzer, when he came to the following pasuk, he would cry, v'leyochlu echav lanis oisik yinvalu miponim. This is talking about Yosef the Tzadik, that he said to the brothers, v'yim yoisef and yoisef ha'oyra v'ichoy, v'leyochlu echav lanis oisik. They were so startled and so ashamed, they could not answer. Just like we're talking about Yosef HaTzadik, he was only a person, a mortal individual. When he gave them Teichocha and he told them off, Kach, Teichocha Shal Kodesh Baruch Alach Skam Vekama, when Chas HaSholom, when it comes after 120, when you go up to Shemayim, you can imagine how it's going to be embarrassing when the Kodesh Baruch is going to show us all of the sins that we did during our lifetime. What is this all about? So we need a little bit of background here. Shaul HaMelech had to go into war. Shaul HaMelech went and asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu through Tefillah, through the Urim V'Tumim, through summoning Nevi'im, and no one cooperated, no one wanted to give him an answer. Should he go to war, should he not go to war? In his desperation, Shaul HaMelech went and called a Balas Oiv, a lady sorcerer, and said, call up Shmuel. Shmuel is my good friend. He was the one that anointed me. Shmuel had already passed away because, as we know, Shmuel said he doesn't want to pass away and have his Masiyah die in Bechayav. One of his Masiyah die, one of the things that he did was anoint Shaul. So he said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like you, you outlive your Masim. Just the opposite. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't want that my Masim that I created in this world, anointing the king, should fizzle out before I pass away. Let that at least continue after he passed away. So Shmuel passed away as a young man, age 52. He looked like a Zokin, etc. Anyway, and Shaul passed away shortly thereafter. So it says over here that Shaul therefore called up the spirit of Shmuel through the Balas Oiv. Now when we read about Oiv the Yidoni and all the sorcery, we think that all of this is a bunch of baloney. No, there is something in witchcraft. We know that in Mitzrayim, the Chatum in Mitzrayim, that they were able to go and bring up, they were able to go and make through their lachash and incantations. There's real stuff in that. But it's all Ruach Ra and it's all Ruach Tumah. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu says don't engage in it. Unfortunately, Shaul was desperate. He was Oivra and Isser, and he called up Shmuel's spirit to ask Shmuel, no, should I go and fight this battle, yes or no? Shmuel, when he heard that he was being summoned to return to this world, he was beside himself. He was full of fear and trepidation. He was afraid, and he's been brought here before the Bezdin, Bezdin Shalmala, Bezdin Shalmata, and therefore he said, the only one that I can rely on to go and testify on my behalf that I'm innocent and everything is fine is Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore Shmuel asked Moshe Rabbeinu, I have been summoned to come up to this world. Do me a favor, please join me. And that's the background to this pasuk. Zokti Mar.
Why did Shaul use the Urim and Tumim?
He asked the Urim and Tumim, and the Urim and Tumim did not respond. He asked. You can look in the footnotes see in the art scroll, he discussed in more detail. Anyways, getting back to Matayim Ha'isho Shaul, Elekim Ra'isi. Oh, so what should they do in pasuk? I'm going back to lines, I'm sorry. Okay, I got it. The word here, Gastoni, doesn't mean rogue is to make me angry, but rather, you've made me so fearful. Lahalis oisi, to go and bring me up from the Olam Haba back to this world. Zokimar, Umashmul had tzadik, hoyimisyori minadin. He was concerned about the din that they're bringing him back in front of the Bezdin. Oh, the lachas kam v'kama, can you imagine any of us, chas v'sholem, that we would be summoned once again by the heavenly Bezdin to come down to this earth once again? What was it? Where do we see that Shmuel was here, gastani lahalo yisoysi, that he was fearful? The balas oiv said to Shaul, elikim re'isi oilem, I see that there's coming up elikim. Now, over here, the word Elikim doesn't mean Rabbeinu Shloim, it means Moshe Rabbeinu. How do I know? So the Mepharshim bring a pasuk. It says, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Re'ei nesaticha Elihim, va'arn achicha yeh neviyecha. Re'ei nesaticha Elihim. I've made you, Moshe Rabbeinu, into an Elihim. Not into a god, but to a leader. To a person that's going to lead a miyamanik of Klai Yisrael. The Torah elsewhere refers to Elihim when it refers to a Bezdin. Also, Ad Elihim Yovei Dvar Shneim. So you see that Elihim is not only used in the context of Rabbeinu Shloim, but also Basav Adam. So the Isha said to Shaul, I see Elihim, a great person, a great master. Reisi Oilim is coming up. And Oilim, of course, says the Gemara, Oilim Trei Mashma. The Chayit should go and say, Elihim Ola. if it's referring to Shmuel. So Gemara, the reason why it's Olim is Chad Shmuel be Idach the Oza Shmuel be Asiya le Moshe Badei, and he said, Moshe, may you please come and testify on my behalf. I don't know why I'm being summoned. This has never happened to me before. So maybe they're asking me to come back to Bezdin over here. Kumbadoi, please come and accompany me. You will go and tell the Bezdin that I was Mekayim. Call that Torah Kula, all the Tayyag Mitzvahs.
Why is he being summoned? Why is he worried brought to the land, to Eretz Achayim? The din is in Shemayim. What's he being summoned? That is implies here that the Beis Din is based in Shemayim.
But they can't condemn him to Misa. He's already Nifter.
Maybe they're going to give him an extra couple of lashes up above. He's going to be put into Gehenim for 3 more days. Why the divine court would meet down here, presumably because it involved happenings that happened here. I mean, all the divine mishpat upstairs in Shemayim is based on our actions or omissions on this world. And maybe upstairs in Shemayim they said, but we need someone to testify that in fact Shmuel omitted to do X, Y, and Z, or he committed the following event. We'll bring him down here to the peasant, and we're going to call up Yankel Smith and Beryl Jones. We'll have 2 items to go and say that they saw Shmuel Anovi on one Shabbos. He turned on the lights, and therefore it was Oyvan Issa Dereis, and he knew that he was Oyvan, and he didn't do anything about it, blah, 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 etc. Therefore, he brought Moshe Rabbeinu along to tell him that he never touched any lights, he had nothing to worry about, he was the great tzaddik, etc. If this satisfies you, it's good. Anish, it's what we call Akasha Famasa. Oh. Anyway, see, he brought Moshe Rabbeinu with him, so that's why he was bocha to say, can you imagine, Shmuel Hanavi was noivis. After all, there wasn't only one Shmuel Hanavi, there were 2 of them, Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis. He was a great person, the Shmuel. There was only one Shmuel.
Moshe.
Exactly. Moshe Bahar Mechahanam, Ushmuel Mechardin Shemai. So you see that. Good. And Brother Shai's real name is Shmuel, not Shaya or Shaya, many people think it. Anyway, so let's get back to our Gemara. Dr. Moriyat's Vaita, Rabbi Ami Kimatal Haikra Bachi, Yitin Ba'ofer Peel. Now the next 4 or 5 drushes are all going to go in the same way, the same approach. That each time it's going to say in the Pasuk that I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, which is really an extraordinary measure. Ula Yesh Tikva. Maybe perhaps after that there is some grounds for hope. So says Yimar, Rabbi Ami Kimatal Haikra Bachi, Yitin Ba'ofer Peel. You stuff your mouth. Nebuch was offer with earth. That's a pretty extraordinary thing. Ula yesh tikva, maybe there'll be some hope. Notice that the pasuk in Eicha Gimel, we laid it on Tisha B'Av. Umar kuli haiv ulai. Imagine having to go and stuff your whole mouth and offer, and maybe there'll be tikva. Reb Amiki Matlahi Krach Bachi. Bakshu tzedek, bakshu anova. You should go and seek out, says Rabbi Yishlan, to be tzedek, to be righteous. Anova, to go and have humility and modesty. Ulai tisos to be in maf Hashem. Maybe you'll be able to hide yourselves on the day of Hashem's wrath. Ulai, I'm a kuli haiv ulai. I'm working my whole life for tzedek and anova. Maybe I'll be saved. Rabbi Asiki Matlahi Krach Bachi. Sinu ra ve'elvu toiv ve'itzigu b'shar mishpat. The person has to go and commit himself to hate anything which is evil, to love anything which is good, to go and make sure to do everything with justice and righteousness. Maybe Hashem will have rachmanis on this person from the lashon of chanun, find chayin, and he'll be able to be a rachman on him. Kuli haivi ulai. So this is a nushnik now. Some are taken away prematurely. In other words, some people were supposed to live until 120, and unfortunately they passed away at the age of 50 or 70 or 80, beloy mishpat, unjustly. That is what Ishtet in Pasik. It's Omar. So Rabbi Yosef says, "Mi ikka di ozel lois mame." Is there such a thing that a person passes away prematurely? And yes, there is such a thing. Remember Rabbi Barabai, we're going to have him later on in the story again. Rabbi Barabai and the Malach HaMavis were almost like buddies. I don't know, Mamish buddies.
You said they're more cotton with Rava and the Malach
HaMavis. And Rav Nachman, and Rav Soirim, exactly, right. Yeah, they knew each other. So anyway, Bibi Barabai and Malach HaMavis knew each other. Omalei Lishluchei, the Malach HaMavis said to his Shliach, Zil Aisali Miriam Megabla Seir Nasha. Please bring for me Miriam, who is the hairdresser, the one that goes and dresses up the hair for the ladies, because it's come her time. She's now, I don't know, 80 years old, 90 years old, 120. It's time to bring her home. Ozel Aisele Miriam Megadla, Dardiki. However, the Shliach was Nishkazah Groysa Chucham, and instead of bringing the Miriam Megadla Seher, he brought Miriam Megadla Dardiki. Megadla Dardiki means a teacher, the one that taught the Kleine
kindergarten teacher.
Amalei. So now the Malach HaMavis says to the Shliach, Anom Miriam Megadla Seyanashi Amilach. Didn't you listen? Didn't you write it down? You brought the wrong Miriam. Amalei Hachi Yahadra. No, I have a good idea. I'll send it back, you know. Tchiyas Amesim. Amalei Nana. Hoyal Vaisisa. Once you brought her, Lehav LeMinyana. Let her stay here and she'll be part of the minion of people that I had to Nebuch.
My quota.
My quota, exactly. For the day or for the week or whatever. How was, in fact, the Shliach able to have Shlita over her? After all, it wasn't her time. She was still a young lady, this kindergarten teacher. So she was having a Kita Mitara Biyada. She was holding on to, Rashi says, an Ud, which is similar, presumably, to a Shput. In other words, a Sfit from the oven. Why was she holding that? Because we have a Kama Shagra Umachariya Tanura, back to the top of the oven, because she was cleaning out and sweeping out the oven. Presumably she did this from time to time to clean it out. And as she was sweeping it out, she only has two hands, and she was holding the Shpud with one hand, Shaklas of the Anchasa Agava Dekari. By accident, instead of putting that spit, which apparently was hot, instead of putting it on the floor, she went and unfortunately put it on her foot. And Kotcha Nebuch, her foot got burned. The Yisra Mazel, as a result, she now was no longer a Bas Mazel, but she had a bad Mazel. By Sisa, and therefore he was able to go and snatch her up and bring her to the Olam Hazeh. We find in other Gemaras too, that when a person's Mazel is compromised, then you should have to be very, very careful, because Chas V'Shalom, the Satan or the Malach HaMavis, can get in the way. So here the Mazel was compromised by the fact that Nebuch, she was experiencing this terrible burn on her foot. And therefore, the Malach had Shlita to be able to go and take her away. That was the story with the Malach HaMavis with the Shliach. Now we get back to Rabbi Bar Abaye, with whom he was frequent. Amalei Rabbi Bar Abaye, Istachor Shusalem Mebet Hachi, he said to the Malach HaMavis, do you have the right to do that, to go and take people early? Amalei, for like Siv, that's the pasuk that we just quoted. V'yesh Nisba B'lei Mishba, there are people that never have taken away prematurely. Amalei Maksim Meshaytach HaPasik Kehel, is Dor Hoylech V'Dor Ba. The door is supposed to go away at its time, and the new door is supposed to come in its time. How can you do this? Omar, he said, we have such a compromise situation. Dereina lehu ano admolu lehu ledora, v'hod mashlim nalei leduma. What the Malach HaMavis said is, in these situations, what I do is I take the neshama that was taken away incorrectly, prematurely, and I have that neshama go and be mizgalgel, run around the world together with me. As the Gemara is going to say in another second, as we just quoted, when a person passes away, then there is a malach upstairs in Shemayim that's in charge of all of those neshamas. What's the name of that malach? Duma. For those of you that are wondering, where did we have this word Duma before? We say that in the Hallel. Loi ha-meisim yihaluka, loi kal yardei Duma. The meisim can't be mahala, and not all those guys that are now in under Duma's dominion. Maybe there's some relationship between Duma and dominion. Anyway, so what the Malach HaMavis says, I'm not going to release this neshama to Duma yet. I'm going to keep this neshama with me at the kol ledor until that person's age duration will end. If you look at the Rashi on the second line, Dereina lehu ano. Any moist l'shoyim ha-meisim. I'm not going to give to l'shoyim ha-meisim shmoy duma. He's not entitled to be in charge of this nifteres because she's still part of. She should have still been alive. El miskalden imi v'shotim ba'olam. They're going to go on a Jewish tour or a divine malach tour around the whole world, and she's malish l'shoyim until their normal longevity, their normal duration ends. Full corridor. That's what we mean. The pasuk door has whatever. I'm sorry.
It's like a punishment.
This is Nochem Malakasha from us, and this is what the Malach HaMavis answered. If you don't like it, go and ask Rabbi Barabaya to.
Exactly. I'll live in suspense.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to this one. They're living in suspense. Oh, Malay. Soif, soif, shani may add this. Okay, so let's just repeat the words again. Like, say, v'yeshnish malay mishpat, amalei vaksim, terech ve'bat, amalei dereina lehu anda, I take that neshama together with me, admal lehu ledara, until the dar, meaning that years, the years that that person was supposed to live, the next 20 years, until those are filled, v'hod mashlim lehu duma, then I transfer the neshama over to duma. Listen, this is, it's a free free medical and free cost and free chvaisa, or they don't have to worry about supporting exactly, and you don't have to pay tuitions, and you don't have to go and pay for food.
The Hamavit is going to take the person in storage.
In storage, exactly. Take a store. I don't know. Store in Miskalgon Imi. It doesn't stay there, you know, downtown somewhere for $3.99 a month. It's Miskalgon Imi that they tour the world together with me, a free tour of the world. Anyway, beginning back to the Gemara and Hadar, after they reach their normal age limit, after all, it's not fear, those shonim that he or she should have.
The kindergarten teacher.
I understand. But we're talking about in general. Okay. We're saying not only this one, anyone in this category. The soif shone, the years of such an individual who is being brought prematurely. My avdus, what do you do with those years? If I find the Talmud Chacham who's around in the world, who's maver milei, Rashi said maver al midoisav, which we know from other Gemaras is a tremendous mida. The person is very, very easygoing and waives all insults and offenses and all the rest. Maver midoisav, what do? I go and I transfer it, misifna luhu lei, I add those extra years to that turma rabbanan, v'yavi chilufein, that will be the exchange, a chalipin for the person that I took away prematurely. He, the Talmud Chacham, will get those years.
Is that fair to the person who is deprived?
No. Again, that's the same Gemara. One more footnote to our Gemara. Our Gemara, I thought all of you would be jumping up and down. It says, Miriam Megadla Seir Nasha. Who was this Miriam Megadla Seir Nasha? If you look at the last Tosis on the bottom, Havashchiach Gabi Malachamovis, that was in the second base of English. She was the mother. And then you look up Daf Kuf Dalet. It doesn't mention anything about a Pliny. It doesn't mention anything about Miriam. It's all censored. What is it being censored? It's talking about, according to many so-called scholars, this is referring to the so-called Virgin Mary, who the so-called mother of Yeshu, and this is what we're referring to, that she was taken away prematurely.
No, she wasn't.
The Megal the Dardiki was, the teacher was, but not the hairdresser, but she should have been. Anyway, as Oishtait, if Toises makes reference to Kuvdal, I looked at Kuvdal 12 times last night, 12 times.
Chazorit Shas.
Doesn't see anything. It must be the Chazorit Shas.
Isn't somebody who's written a sefer with all these edits?
Chazorit Shas.